Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday at the Methodist Training Center, the Texans went through day 6 of training camp. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media, talked about how that day went.
We're pretty good today. You know, I mean, who else did we, you know, Egbo was out this morning. I mean, we're down 10 bodies, you know, but took the pads off of them, try to regroup their bodies here before we make a big push toward the weekend. But we had a good practice. 6 linebackers practicing very well.
What do you think about the job that Danny and Kevin did in replacing
Brian
today?
Well, you know, that's what we're going to find out. You know, that's why we didn't make any, you know, big moves to start camp or something. All of a sudden, Brian's not with the first group. You know, there's no need. That stuff works itself out. And, you know, X is on the shelf, and he's been there a few times in his career, and we got to find a way to keep him healthy on the field. But, you know, now you get to watch these other guys work. Bing had a great morning this morning, so it'll work itself out.
How about Dan Orlovsky? How's he been looking so far?
He's up and down as a player. He's doing a lot of things much better than he did last year. There's still some lapses, you know, sometimes from a standpoint of, you know, being consistent. But, you know, when you're not a guy that's playing every day, that's usually what happens. So he's got to find that level of consistency with his amount of reps.
How about Darryl Sharpton? How's he looked?
He's done some good stuff. Made some nice plays today. Very nice plays today. All of them, you know. You got 6 guys for a 2-hour practice. I hope they're making plays. So they did a good job.
Your idea for the trike for Trendon?
Whose idea was that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The tricycle for Trendon Holiday. Somebody said a little pink tricycle that some of the guys brought.
No, it must be Jay Bird. That's not me.
Oh, somebody said it was you.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Gary, can you talk about Pollard just becoming kind of the emotional leader? He kind of, in a way, has replaced Dante in that role on the defense.
Yeah, you know, he's just a leader as a person. You know, he's loud. He talks, but he works. You know, I got to tell you all the time, there's all kind of different personalities on the field, and guys don't mind you being a loud guy as long as you back it up with how you work, and he does that.
Are they kind of gravitating towards that, the other guys?
I think so. You know, he's a confident football player. He's got a lot of confidence in himself. He loves to compete, and you know, that's what the game's about. Everybody has their own way of going about it, and he has his.
And he, you know, obviously started the scrum earlier this week. I mean, what do you think about that? I know you don't want the guys fighting.
But... Yeah, I wouldn't put it all on him. I think they were all involved. You know, he's a little too long in the tackle. Chris is coming to help his teammate. Eric's coming late. They're all wrong, you know. So when things like that hurt our football team, they're all making mistakes. And you get players hurt like that. So, you know, we're way too tired and way too beat up right now to be wasting our time fighting. We need to be working on football.
In the afternoon, inside the Methodist Training Center, the Texans were at it again. They had a special teams workout. And when that was finished, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media.
When you were a rookie, what's the worst thing they did to you for hazing? Did you have to sing the Aggie fight song?
Yeah, we did. We had a rookie show, actually. We had to, you know, do something, if I remember right. Worst thing they did? God, I don't know.
Did you have to sing
somebody
the fight song?
Somebody threw a fire one day before practice in the restroom. Somebody threw a big smoke bomb in there. There you go. They got me with a smoke bomb. They didn't know who in the hell I was, John.
Did you throw a smoke bomb?
Somebody threw one at me.
Somebody,
no, I don't.
Probably Elway?
No, he was a rookie with me. He better not be throwing it.
We had
so many players back then. Heck, we had 120-something guys in camp. I'm not sure the veterans could keep up with all the young guys. You know, it's a lot different nowadays. You know, it's just, what are you talking about? When you're talking about free agents and draft choices nowadays, you might be talking about 17, 18 players. So it's just so different.
So you didn't have to sing the Aggie fight song?
I had to do something at a rookie show. I don't know if it was singing. That's so long ago, John. But yeah, I had to do something.
Well, the problem is going to be you sang the Aggie fight song.
There you go.
Since you can't remember.
That it?
Hey, Gary, actually, a couple of the guys have said that this is the toughest week of camp. Is it just the fact that there's no game at the end, or is it just you're trying to cram everything in before that 2 weeks?
It's a combination. There's nothing to look forward to Saturday. You know, you don't play. You're getting massive amounts of football because you put your whole playbook in over the course of this week. And, you know, the heat, I mean, it's tough. You know, twice a day you haven't, you know, you've done everything you can do as a player except beat on each other, and you can't do that in the offseason or, and you know, before camp. So that's just something they all have to get used to.
You have an injury you're worried about?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I would say I'm concerned right now with the DB. You know, he's going to miss some time, and I think everybody else will get back here pretty quickly, but he's going to miss some time, and obviously we were counting on him, very much so as a team, and I feel bad for him, John, because it seemed like every time he gets on the brink, something happens, so hopefully we can get past this and keep him healthy for a period of time.
What does he have?
He's got a groin, he's got a very, very good groin strain that's going to take some time to heal.
So that means is after those 8 days when you were thinking about making that change with Brian, what do you do now?
Just keep going. I just think that what's going to happen now, John, as you look at it, to me that's why you don't make so many drastic changes to start, because things tend to work themselves out. I mean, it's just so much football to play and so much time. I mean, today Kevin and Danny working as starters, so those things just happen over the course of training camp. So I don't think we do much of anything other than keep going here, and when we get a couple of weeks from now and we're talking about New Orleans, we're talking about Dallas, then we have to start to think about how we're going to go about it against the Indianapolis Colts. But I think right now it's going to work itself out by who's going to end up healthy and who's going to win a job.
I missed the opening comments about Shovel. Your thoughts about him?
Obviously good football player, a good person, knowing we'll evaluate him just like we do every other player, and we'll see if he could possibly fit in and help the Houston Texans. But he's a fine football player.
Also on Wednesday, backup quarterback Dan Orlovsky explained what he's been doing this offseason and how he's been progressing.
Being able to learn from Coach Kubiak, and not only him but Matt. I mean, I respect Matt a ton, and I've learned a boatloads from him just watching him. I feel like coming in last year I was a rookie, and just sitting back and watching a veteran, and I have a lot of respect and admiration for him. We're very good friends, but as a player, I've learned so much from on and off the field, in the locker room, how to work. So that's been important for me. I feel like I look back now and, there was moments that were tough last year, and there's going to be moments that are tough in the future. But that's what I needed. That's what I wanted. There's been days that, of course, you're like, gosh, dog. But I can look back now and say I'm very thankful for, the learning curve and the learning process that has gone on, and I'm excited for the learning process that will continue in the future.
What sort of stuff are the coaches telling you about what you've learned and what you've improved upon?
To be honest, we haven't talked a lot about it. I can just feel like I've improved just by my performance on the practice field. I feel like I've taken a step. I want to continue to take more steps. There's an area where I just want to become completely consistent. You watch Matt's practice, and if he has 35 plays, he's 35 or 35. And I have two or three plays missing out of my 35 that I have to erase, because that will be able to allow me to get to a level where I can, run this team efficiently and not skip a beat if something happens to Matt. So that's just a focus of mine, and it's a lot of variables, focusing throughout practice, not trying to be a superhero, just running the team, being real, real smart with the ball, and it's little things. So that's just one thing I'm going to continue to try and work on. But I feel like as a total, I feel like I'm night and day from last year.
We thank you again for checking out this Texans Today podcast and want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.